K-State Nation, this is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer coming to you on this Thursday, first Thursday in the month of October, October 3rd, 2024. The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State football, whether that's women's volleyball coming up tonight on the road, Texas Tech, men's and women's golf. Wrapped up a three-day road trip down in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Football off this weekend. Women's soccer and much, much more. And around the corner, men's and women's basketball starting to fire up. Practices starting already. The women's have been going on for quite a while, though. Obviously, coming in with high expectations. And so the men as well. We'll get into all that probably later on this month. As the month of October rolls along. This is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your Thursday to listen to this podcast. And make sure you do, if you're definitely a K-State fan, make sure you do like, subscribe. That helps out all the K-State fans find this unique podcast. First quarter of the year is in the books. Football, we will check around the horn. Those things are going on with other K-State sports. After I kind of summarize here real quick, the first quarter for the K-State football season, of course, Kansas State ranked 20th. They do have a bye. We are in our bye week here in between the blowout of Oklahoma State and, of course, the intriguing big matchup in prime time late again with Colorado. And I saw something during the elimination loss of the Braves last night. And, of course, congratulations. Looks like I'll be back on that Royals train again, the Kansas City Royals train again here, as they are moving on to the ALDS after silencing the Baltimore Orioles in their wild card series there. The New York Yankees on the road Saturday. And look, I don't mean to get off sidetrack here. I will bring us back, but yeah, even with the Braves exiting out of these playoffs, and look, this week, between now and through next week, really all this month, it's going to be wild. But back to K-State, right? And speaking of wild, I did see Chris Klieman. Now, I did not. I'm going to hop on here and be honest. I'm probably going to read it here at some point today. Chris Klieman, the staff, was not happy about another late-night kick in Colorado, of course, with Colorado winning. And look, I'm not gonna sit here and pat myself on the back, but first four, probably what I somewhat expected it to go, with BYU losing, I mean, the K-State losing to BYU, I wasn't sure how the Arizona game was gonna hold up. I figured with K-State, they would come out fired up Friday night, first Friday night primetime game, and all that. K-State would be ready for that game. And then you go on the road. Look, I didn't predict how K-State lost to BYU. Let's just say that, because K-State was in total domination of that game. And by the way, if you missed out on any other episodes of this podcast or any reactions to the first four games of your Shuly, feel free to go back, download those, and check those out. But yeah, so K-State sitting here after the first quarter of the season, still got 8 games left, 3-1, with a primetime showdown, no pun intended, with primetime Deion Sanders and the Colorado Buffaloes here next weekend. We're taking time out here in just a moment. We'll be back after this. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Welcome back to the Purple Project Podcast. Oh, thank K-State Sports. Eddie Greer III here on this Thursday, October 3rd, 2024. And we're talking about the first quarter of the football season after K-State just dominant ran out Oklahoma State out of town, out of Manhattan last weekend. And I left off saying, I'm recording this early in the morning, around the time I usually have allergy issues, so I apologize for that. but K-State, you know, they weren't, the coaching staff wasn't happy playing late night games. You know, I don't know what to say. I can't tell what his coach is. You know, hey, they have the right to what they feel, you know, and obviously they have a right to be pissed off because, look, you know, you can't, hey, at the end of the day, it's like you can't control the weather, right? And it's looking like it's not about to the walls. At least looking like for Chicago week, it's going to be pretty, I would probably say not fall, but it's going to be pretty, you know, comfortable, at least at the moment, because I'm, again, runners check weather, you know. So but anyway, it looks to be clear for the most part. I'm not gonna try to sit here and toot the own horn just yet, but it's looking like. But anyways, it's just like me trying to control the weather, coaching staff trying to control time of when we want to play the game. You can't do that. You know. Hey, I mean, they have all the right to be pissed off or happy to be playing in prime time and all that. But given the fact that we got embarrassed in national television, but hey, you had an opportunity to right the ship next week and redeem yourselves after that, whatever that was we watched. Now, I don't want to bring back the whole BYU situation because the fact that, hey, we embarrassed Oklahoma State again on national television in Mad Kansas. So, yeah, we have to turn our attention to that because Colorado, all of a sudden, last time I watched them, and I'll probably end up saying this again on next week's podcast, saying, all of a sudden, we're sitting up in here, Colorado, damn, we reeled off three straight wins, or two straight wins, whatever it is, because last time I saw them on that television, they got spanked by Nebraska. Let's call it that what it was. And now, you make a statement here, and now Colorado, and you know, we knew going with this matchup going in here that K-State, depending on what it was, and Alex Ayton, my co-host of the podcast, said early before the season started, this could bring a lot of storylines. Kudos to Alex. Kudos to Alex. Spot on. And even more spot on. Dylan Edwards returned to Colorado. So, all that said, I'm saying, and I went ahead and said the reaction edition of Oklahoma State, this could be Dylan Edwards' game. Who knows? But the way DJ Gittens running, I mean, what I see about that. But, you know, speaking of DJ Gittens, you know, he's been outstanding this year. Avery Johnson, in my book, I thought about this as I was getting ready for this podcast. To me, still a work in progress, but it took a huge steps in the right direction against Oklahoma State. He's been hot and cold at times this year and after the first four games. And again, same thing, you know, the coaching staff, same thing. Avery Johnson, you got opportunity next Saturday night in prime time to go out there and redeem yourself. And oh boy, would you love to redeem yourself against one of the, obviously, Hall of Famer on the football field. And Deion Sanders now coaches Colorado Buffaloes team, who's trying to make even more statement on primetime. So, again, I mean, all of us saying the defense, and I'm almost 10 minutes in, I'm not even saying anything, but defense, you know, thinking back to that performance, they've still, you know, they've been good at times this year, but oh boy, you know, there's some concerns, and I'm still a little concerned about secondary, same thing. I mean, they're up and down. I mean, Brendan Mott has been outstanding this year. Austin Romaine has been pretty good this year so far. But the secondary's had their issues. Big play, giving up big plays here and there. And I said it. I said it all summer long on the Purple Project podcast, All Things Kansas State Sports. I said it. You want to be elite defense. I've said this all summer long on this podcast. You have to limit big plays. And K-State, yeah, even though, you know, Alan Bowman is not a good quarterback. Tulane, we have to deal with a freshman quarterback who lit up the secondary. Let's see. Tennessee Martin was nothing, right? And then, trying to think back, who did we play? No, BYU. BYU, there are some giving up big plays, touchdowns, and all that other stuff. Look. And we're getting into Shador Sanders next weekend. So I get it. I get why people are concerned. I'm right there. So again, you're going to have to be asked, and I did not read the injury report on Uso. Unfortunately, that's a huge loss if he has to miss some time there. And that's a huge loss. He got hurt late in the game against Oklahoma State. It's the Pro Project Podcast, All Things Kansas State Sports. Eddie Gritter, third here on this Thursday, October 3rd, 2024. So, yeah, I mean, this team, yeah, you're 20th ranked in the nation here, but you're also one loss away from putting yourself in the bind of not making the Arlington. So we'll see what happens moving forward here. I've liked what I've seen so far, but there, yeah, I voiced some concerns. Avery Johnson, yep, she's still, you know, a work in progress and all that. So, you know, defense, you know, they're solid, you know. But, you know, I thought Ollie Gordon was going to have himself a day, and he did have a big day on the ground, but K-State ended up slowing him down there, and that's what allowed, you know, Avery Johnson and that offense to just eat, right? So we'll see moving forward. I mean, overall, the progress is, you know, trending, but, you know, there are some concerns, and now you're going to be playing a talented quarterback in Shador Sanders next week in Boulder. We'll see. We'll have more in this game. Yeah, so we'll see what happens moving forward. Okay, Texas Tech tonight for women's volleyball on the road, coming off of a UCF sweep of UCF. Can they carry that momentum on the road against Tech? We'll find out tonight, 6 o'clock. I will be watching the Falcons game, so there will be no bonus edition of the podcast this week, because obviously the Royals are advancing. The Falcons are playing tonight. And the Braves eliminated, so no more baseball on the Braves front. Falcons playing tonight, looking to take control of the NFC South. So they'll be looking. It's looking like no bonus podcast over on the Podbean app, Greer 3A's podcast. So make sure you check out the latest episode there. Hopefully, I'll be able to squeeze one, at least one in. I'm not sure, because I'm in the process of getting ready for Chicago next weekend. So I'm getting locked in for that. So we'll see on that. But definitely feel free to go on our Podbean app. First, you got to download the Podbean app to do that and check out the latest editions of the podcast with myself, bonus editions with myself and Alex Inver over there. I'm hoping to squeeze. If I do, it'll probably be Tuesday we're looking at. And I'm not with the Royals and the Yankees playing that series starting this weekend. We'll just have to play it by year, and we might have to wait until after the Colorado game to get Alex back on the podcast. So Texas Tech tonight for K-State women's volleyball. Friday, women's golf just wrapped up, as I said, in Fayetteville, Arkansas. We'll have a wrap of that coming out tonight. So Ron Moore next for women's golf, intercollegiate, tomorrow all day long. And then women's tennis continues with the SMU Invitational. And then, of course, this weekend with no football, women's golf continues through the weekend with the Ron Moore intercollegiate, SMU Invitational for women's tennis, and it's going to be a whiteout against Iowa State Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock. So you're getting two games in 3 days for K-State women's volleyball. So there you go on that. So with football out of the fray for this weekend, a lot happening with the women's golf team coming off of Call It or Not. Congratulations for another top 10 there. Women's tennis, and then, of course, K-State women's volleyball. Women's volleyball, 1-1 Big 12 play. Overall, they're going to need some help. They're going to start with some games, so win some matches. So hopefully they can knock out Texas Tech tonight and then have some momentum for that big-time whiteout game against Iowa State. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. And we're going to have a chance to record Kansas State content, folks. We will have content throughout the weekend, of course, and we're going to be checking in on the men's basketball team again. And last weekend, Jerome Tang a little bit, and now we're going to have some, I love doing, well, yes, I know we're getting this off of the press conferences off of other K-State media, but hey, it's nice to get to know some of these players. So hopefully I can do that more this weekend. Catch, because, hey, like I said at the top, men's basketball and women's basketball, gonna be around the corner very soon, and there's a lot of expectations, especially on the women's side. The run, the way that we hosted those two NCAA tournament games last year, almost ranked number one in the country. They were what, high top five, a ranked top five team. You got back majority of your players. In addition, you lost one in Gabby Gregory, who continues to be such an awesome ambassador for K-State. But minus her, you have everybody back, plus a couple of good transfers and a good recruit. So there's reason to be super excited about that. Men's basketball, a whole different team, and expectations to make the NCAA tournament there for good reason. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, a lot more coming on the basketball front. But for right now, I'm going to put a pin on another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports. Eddie Grigg coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, after the Kansas City Royals silenced the Baltimore Orioles in the wild card series. Next up for them is the New York Yankees, and I believe that series starts Saturday. Playoff baseball still going on, and yep, y'all gonna get that playoff game. Kansas City Pro Project Podcast. Katia's outstanding out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer, KC, Missouri. Alex gonna like that. Pro Project Podcast rolls on here the first week of October. Go Cats.